Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels.
Hey, y'all. I'm JJ.
And we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. We're excited to get JJ back on this one. And we have two special guests. We've got Jim and Sean. Both are the host of Paranormal Nut. And we can't wait to hear all about that. You can check out their TikTok at Paranormal_Nut. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. Thanks for having us. I'm excited.
Sean, it's my understanding that you had a paranormal story from you when you were a kid. Is that right?
No, that's actually Jim's. I do have a story, but it's more
I thought
teenager.
I had it right. Okay. So, Jim, it's my understanding that you have a paranormal story from when you were a kid. And then both of you guys did an investigation recently. Is that correct?
That is very correct.
Yep.
Awesome. Oh. Awesome. Well, we can't wait to hear about that. JJ, how are you doing, man? It's been a minute since we've been able to catch up.
I know. Yeah, it's been a while. I haven't thought about ghosts in like a week. It's crazy. but yeah, been doing good.
It's all about the aliens right now with the eclipse that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that spaceship, the moon, blocking out our star there.
I know, right?
Well, we'd love to find out where our guests fall in what we call the Believe-O-Meter. Jim, why don't we start with you? Where do you fall in the Believe-O-Meter? Zero, meaning you don't believe in ghosts, and 10, ghosts are absolutely real.
10.
And Sean, what about you?
So I'm going to go with a 9 and just caveat it with, I believe there's something there. I'm not 100% convinced that it's the souls and spirits of past peoples. Okay. So that's why I'll go with 9.
Speaking of the eclipse, JJ, did you get a chance to step out and stare into the sun?
No, I didn't prepare, so I didn't have like the special glasses or time to make the shoebox thing. So I did not see it.
Well, that must have broken your heart, because I know how much you love space and all that good stuff. No?
I mean, it was fine. I saw the last one in 2017.
Okay.
And, like, you know, neither of those I was in the totality for. So it was just kind of
That's true.
I don't know. When you look at it with those special glasses, it's... I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. If someone got really into it... That's awesome. But like for me, it's not like the most exciting thing. But I think if I was in the totality, it would be really cool. I would love to see it from the totality sometime.
Wow. I did not have that on my JJ bingo card, as much as you love aliens and space and all that good stuff.
Eclipses, meh. Yeah, I'll wait for the next one.
I didn't see that coming. Well, not to be overshadowed by the eclipse talk.
Oh,
there's my one dad joke for the beginning. Jim, you have the story from when you were a child. So we love to kind of hear what people's origin stories are with the paranormal. So can you kind of walk us through what your experience was?
Canada, 1994. So basically, my father just had a stroke. So my mom and him had a business together. They had to downgrade because my mom couldn't pick up the business by herself. So we had to, we started renting a farmhouse because they kind of started losing everything. And in that farmhouse, we moved in and like weird things started happening. So I remember the first thing I had, like, from a lot of this stuff is a recollection from my mom. But the stuff I remember was toys would literally float up while I was sleeping. They'd float up and like hit us. And me and my brother would both wake up with bruises in the morning. No, our parents don't beat us. It was just bruises all over our bodies waking up. And I remember I remember hiding under the blanket and looking up. And I remember seeing this, like, we had this, like, almost like a dollhouse thing. And it was, like, literally floating at the foot of my bed. And it was, the freakiest thing. And that's why I, like, for my paranormal, it's like a 10. I seen it. I lived it. And come to find out, we actually had a demon in the house. It wasn't like a poltergeist. We actually had like a Catholic priest come in. It was just a dark aura around the whole house. And I'll get to that part at the end. With the exorcism that happened, the church doesn't really come out for it. It takes a lot of proving to actually for them to be like, okay, that's a demon in your house. Another moment. So we had that farm. So my mom, we would incubate pigs in the basement, like when they were too young to be out with the adult pigs. My mom, she was going to take this one pig outside to like put it, because it was just getting of age where it could be out with them. And the thing blew up in her arms, like gore, blood. That's when things get, my mom's like, we need to do something. Like the toys floating around was like a big thing, but that was a whole nother level. Like she was like, I didn't think anything like this could actually happen. Like she was like running to every church she could. Finally got up, went to a Catholic church, and they brought some people out to like look around and like, okay. And like just things would happen when they were there. I don't quite remember what they saw, but I remember another time I was playing hide and go seek with my brother. And so I got in a closet. I'm like, you know, all excited, giddy. Oh, he's not going to find me. And he's coming up. I'm getting real excited. And all of a sudden, I feel something wrap its arms around me from the back of the closet and pulls me into the back. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about this. It is just so creepy.
Oh, my gosh.
And my brother and I start screaming top of my lungs. And my brother's like trying to open the door. He's trying to open the door. Won't open. Door won't open. Door won't open. Eventually, the door did open. And you just see me like. I remember him he's like, you were like crawled in the corner, like crying, like freaked out. And like, I had like these scratches on my arm from it. And it was just, it was scary moment in my life. We found out the history of the house. So apparently the husband killed his son and the wife went to go try to call the authorities, beat her up and threw her in a room. Ended up committing suicide over it, and then he killed himself after it. It sounds like something like from Amityville Horror or something. It was like super freaky. But I just after the church came in, they did an exorcism. They were there like all day, all night, one day. And they were doing their prayers, all sage, all that, like kind of like getting it out of the house. And it was funny because like we had this plumber come over a couple weeks later, and he came down into the basement, and that's where the basement was like where it was the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like where it's like was like dwelling, I guess. The plumber came down to fix a pipe, and the plumber's like, did you guys paint down here? It seems a lot brighter. Like the whole atmosphere of the house just changed after the exorcism.
Oh wow.
You never think it's gonna happen to you until it does.
Did the exorcism resolve all the hauntings at the home?
There were still ghosts in the house, but they were like, I think it was like the wife that killed herself and then the child. I forgot a part. We were, my mom put down baby powder because we keep hearing scratches at the basement door, right? So my mom's like, oh, maybe a raccoon. Got in or something. It's like out in the wilderness of Canada. So my mom's like, oh, let's see what it is. Puts baby powder down. It was baby footprints. And it wasn't me and my brother.
Oh my gosh.
She saw on the steps. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like a hardcore atheist, but I feel like if I had that kind of like haunting and then Catholic priests resolved it, I would be full-blown Catholic at that point. Yeah. Just like, yeah. Okay.
Well, Jim, so what effects did that have on your rest of your family? I mean, obviously people were of different ages in the home when these super extreme things were happening. I mean, your mom had a pig explode in her hands. Like, is she still believe in the paranormal? What were the lessons of X for her?
My mom has always been a very spiritual lady. She actually, like, I have where I can feel them, where she can actually see them.
Hmm.
So she's always been very close. Like, she can see through the veil.
JJ, would you say an animal exploding is probably the most intense thing we've ever heard on the podcast?
Yeah, no, I think so. Yeah, I can't think of anything that even comes close to that. That would be horrifying to just like one second be holding an animal and the next second just be covered in its blood and guts.
There aren't.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Ton of stories or people's experiences where the paranormal affect the physical world in such an extreme.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing that's really scary about it too, is because I feel like, you know, most of the stories we hear, I get the impression of like, oh, okay, this ghost is like scary, but physically can't really harm anyone. Maybe they can like push someone a little bit. But I don't know if that entity, whatever it was, could make a pig just spontaneously explode. Who knows what it could, what else it can do.
That's definitely going to be the title of this episode. How is it not going to be? So Sean, you had mentioned that you had something happen when you were a teenager. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not pigs exploding, unfortunately. Well, probably fortunately for me.
You're lucky. But,
so
for any pigs that were around you too.
Yeah, exactly.
For them.
So my best friend growing up, his mom is a pretty famous in the area psychic medium. And so we were kind of always adjacently associated with all the things paranormal that was going on. And then one of my other friends was very into film and stuff, and we all kind of put it together. And one of the, and I think, I want to say 15, 16, my friend's mom convinced this lady that she was doing a seance with to let us come and do like a paranormal investigation during the seance. And this lady had one of her close friends die recently. It was her roommate. And so she needed the closure that she just wasn't getting elsewhere. So she had experienced paranormal activity throughout the house, and she reached out to the psychic. She came in, she brought us. We set up the seance circle as you do, lights dim. We had three cameras, and this was early 2010, so not really high quality cameras. Mm-hmm. I think we're 480p max at this point in technology wise, and some, you know, light setup, mostly built in lights on the camera, like old kind of camcorder style. And from there, she proceeded to go on with the seance, and she got to the point where she's like, if there's anyone here, can you please give us a sign? And right on cue, all three cameras, which had been started up and set down in different time intervals, just as an order of setting up, all automatically, while recording, just shut off with the lights, and we were just left in pitch blackness. And immediately, it smelt like someone had lit up a cigarette.
Ouch. And
yeah, the lady next to me, who it was her friend who had passed, just starts bawling and is like, is that you? Oh my God. You know, it was, oh.
Was the person who passed away a smoker?
Yes. We did ask that too. It was like, yeah, she was a smoker. We'd always have a cig out together, you know, just,
yeah.
They would go into the basement to smoke, so they didn't get like smoke stains anywhere else. So right. That's where the seance was being held. So I grew up in a household that people smoked, but then quit. So I was very used to the scent of cigarettes and it being like taken away. And so like, as soon as you smell that, I don't know if any of you are smokers or grow up smokers or just familiar, like mm-hmm. there's no mistaking the scent of a freshly lit cigarette.
Right.
Yeah. So that was probably my first introduction into like paranormal activity, and kind of led me on this path of paranormal nut, along with the other various things I've done along the way to get here.
And Jim, how did you and Sean meet?
Our last job, we were both in the Navy, didn't know each other back then, but we connected very well because we were both from the Navy.
Jim, did you have any paranormal experiences while in the Navy on any of the bases or anything?
People would say like one of the mess decks was haunted on our ship. I was on Eisenhower, which is a CVN 69 aircraft carrier, and they would say at late at night you would see like ghosts of sailors that have passed on there walking around. I never saw it, but other people have.
I definitely thought you were going to say ghosts of Dwight Eisenhower, but that
just roaming around
that much wild. Like, I'm sure he probably never stepped foot on that particular
ship. Well, in the boat.
They had since it was named after Eisenhower, they actually had this thing called Ike Farm. So you would go, our ship, we would go over to Gettysburg and we'd help restore like the fences or the barns at his cool. estate. You go over there, do that. And there was plenty of people like you would like, I was sleeping, but other people were like out at the campsite. They said they saw like an apparition out in the and heard gunshots while they were camping out over there.
What about you, Sean? Did you experience anything during your time in the Navy?
I had one experience that I don't know if it was paranormal, but it was certainly interesting. I'm doing a roving watch, so I'm traveling around to various parts of my submarine. I was a submariner, and I'm sitting there talking with one of the other engineering watches and we're going over very important stuff. Definitely not, you know, bullshitting and passing time. We're talking about activity and ship stuff. But no, we're sitting there chatting, and it sounded like a, you know, a massive gong, or what we and my other shipmate would probably know as like an active ping. And that in itself is not a paranormal thing until we started calling every single person in the ship and be like, you guys heard that, right? And everyone's like, nope. And we'd go like, did you not just hear that? We check with sonar, who has hundreds of microphones around the ship listening for stuff, hydrophones technically, but, and no one heard a single thing but us two standing in that room. And maybe that was some sort of secret technology someone was doing, but it was strange for sure. I couldn't even fathom what it would be. See, I can make dad jokes. Weird. Do you fathom?
Huh? No? All right. Wait, that's a thinker. I'm trying to figure that one out.
I'm on a submarine. A fathom is a measure.
Fathom
of
is like depth. A measure of level depth.
I didn't get it either, JJ. I was
okay.
Just
gonna... You were just too chicken to admit that you didn't get it. I see.
Just being kind. So how long have you all been going to haunted locations, Jim?
He's been doing it a lot longer than me. I mean, I've been living through the paranormal, and he's a visitor. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not wrong. Let's keep it that way.
No. Well, I guess specifically, yeah. I should say, like, for your channel, how long?
Was actually our first hunt.
So I've always been doing some form of paranormal activity since paranormal investigation since I was like 15, but... this is the most official form that it's taken in recent years.
And big picture, what are you hoping to accomplish, Sean?
Go see some cool places, see some, you know, weird stuff. I really do this just because I like hanging out with Jim, and this is something that me, Jim, Steve, and Key, and just something all the friends can get together. And some people go to bars, we go to haunted locations.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for coming on. JJ, did you have any other questions for them?
No, all good.
Yeah. I think we pretty much covered it. Well, Jim, if there's anything you'd like to plug, we'd love to. I know we've kind of talked about going to all the various places to check out Paranormal Nut, but if there's anything else you'd like to plug before we get y'all out of here, we'd love to hear it.
We got Paranormal Nut, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter.
Tell them about the merch.
Oh, yeah, we got merch now. We
You're
got
literally
merch.
Wearing nice.
Awesome. And Sean, anything else that you want to share with the audience before we wrap up?
No, just thank you for having us. This is a blast. I'm glad I got to talk to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ. Yeah.
I'm Sean.
I'm Jim.
Yes, the streak continues with the guests doing their hands up. They're in a ghost, you got to put your fingers up. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, they call them spirit fingers.
Exactly. Yes.
've you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.